This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Gypsy Rose has officially showed off her transformation. Yep, TMZ Verified the podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
What up, Steph?
How are you?
Given
Prairie Chic.
Prairie Chic.
Kind of like. Pilgrim. Can you say Pilgrim? Like a farm? Is that cancelable? I don't know. Guys, I don't know.
It's given farm thought.
Farmer's daughter.
Midwest baddie.
Wink. Midwest baddie is so funny.
Check us out on YouTube if you don't. Guys, if you want to see what Stephanie
Wild
looks like.
Wild says that I dress, my style is either like city girl chic or prairie fit.
Well, speaking of Midwest baddies.
That was a great.
Okay, segue. Our girl, Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
My queen.
We're going to do it. We got a gypsy update for y'all. Y'all know we do that every week.
Jip, jip.
Until y'all don't care anymore. So just let us know when y'all want us to stop giving y'all Gypsy Rose updates.
I know some of you are going to comment, we don't care, but some of you do.
Some people care. So we're going to talk about Gypsy Rose, new pics, showing off some new stuff.
Play.
We're also going to give y'all an update on the TikTok ban that is going down in America, or the proposed TikTok ban. Well, TikTok is now firing back at the U.S.
Good.
You are Team TikTok, aren't you?
Always. Hire me.
Kai Cenat. Everybody knows Kai Cenat, the streamer, gamer. Never. He's popping. He's lit all the time. Remember last year, he threw a big, like, PS5 giveaway in New York City, in Union Square, and it went from, like, a giveaway to, like, a stampede.
Guys, it was, think of Times Square, full capacity, can't
and move. Just, like, people acting a fool.
Yep.
It was bad. Well, remember, he got taken into custody that day. He wasn't arrested, but he was taken into custody, finally, like, physically removed from the space. There was some drama. The cops were like, are we going to charge him? Are we not going to charge him? Well, now we have an update on whether Kai Cenat's going to jail. Probably not. Drama. Okay. And I'd like to end the show with a little bit of racism. You know, anytime we could sprinkle a little bit of racism on something.
Wildest front row.
I love yelling about something being racist. There is a school in New Hartford, Connecticut, like the New Hartford School District. So it's a school in the area. Where they have like a little science fair type of thing where, you know, kids, they make projects, like art projects, and the kids were tasked with creating like a product. So like a cereal or a juice or a pair of sunglasses that did something like special. And then these group of kids made what they're calling monkey premium cereal, where if you eat like a monkey, you can jump like a monkey. And guess who they got on the front?
No. Are you lying?
LeBron James. You thought I was going to say a monkey. No, LeBron James. They got LeBron James on the front.
No, I thought you were.
You go, I knew you were going to say a black person.
I know, I saw basketball. And I was like, there's no fucking way.
Like, why? I can't believe this. So we're going to tell you about all of it. Where should we start today, though? I feel like we should start a little civil. You
okay.
Know what I'm saying? Like, for
I'm
the
ready.
People. This TikTok ban, y'all. TikTok is not going down without a fight. TikTok has now filed a lawsuit against the U.S. government to stop the enforcement of this bill that would essentially ban TikTok from all U.S. phones. So in the recently filed lawsuit, TikTok basically said that this whole, the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversaries Act that the U.S. is citing for their reason to ban TikTok. So basically the U.S. is being like, we can't trust that TikTok is going to do like great things with the data that they have on Americans. So they're basically saying that this poses like potential security risk. However, TikTok is being like, that's some bull crap.
Yeah. And don't forget, guys, remember the creator, owner, like in charge of connecting with the government about TikTok mm-hmm. made a video kind of saying like, we're going to fight for TikTok. We're going to try yeah. our best here.
They stood on business.
They did. Okay, but he really was like, we're going to, he face-to-faced us, which, so smart of him, by the way.
Yeah,
to connect
true.
With yep. us. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, okay, government, you're not going to make a selfie vid.
Yep.
And then he said that they're going to fight for the rights for TikTok.
Yeah, so the lawsuit says, for the first time in history, Congress has enacted a law that subjects a single named speech platform to a permanent nationwide ban. Basically being like, this is the first time this has ever happened. The country never bans any social media platforms. Okay, well, first of all, we just got social media 10 years ago. So we had to catch up. And third of all, sometimes things need to be banned.
No, they don't.
I actually don't really know, honestly, and if I'm being completely honest, I don't really know where I stand on this whole TikTok ban thing. Because a part of me feels, I don't know, I love TikTok. I know we on TikTok. This video might be on TikTok right now.
I'm just saying, like, we already discussed this last episode, if you missed it. I think that the government, and this is not a conspiracy.
Okay, hit me.
There are people talking about actual evidence on TikTok.
Yes.
Where we get too much information on TikTok.
Yes.
For example, we wouldn't know about certain crimes that are happening. We wouldn't know about what's going on in the election if TikTok was gone. We wouldn't be able to be persuaded about our opinions, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
That's why they want to get rid of it. It has nothing to do with security breach. Because all I know is that there's a secret agent that listens to every one of my phone calls. And he And he is either bored to tears or loving the drama.
Or working overtime.
Yeah, it's like, you know what I mean?
I swear to God, if I say Apple right now, I'm going to get on my phone and there's going to be an advertisement
for
it.
So don't start with me about security breach. Don't start. Start with my phone then.
Yeah.
Let me delete all the apps. I'll still get an ad.
And still, bruh, you will literally still, they be listening. Allegedly, we should say.
Okay, whatever.
So, interesting thing about this whole lawsuit that was filed, because typically when lawsuits are filed, it kind of like pauses the legal proceedings. Mm-hmm. So what we could see happening is, even though America was like, y'all only got 6 to 9 months to get the hell up out of here, because they've now filed a lawsuit against the U.S. government, like this has to play out in court. They can't just say ban TikTok. Now, granted, this is the government, so I'm sure there's some loophole that they'll jump through to get this done. But like, at least as court proceedings regularly work, these things do have to like play out in court. And sometimes that could be 9 months, but that could also be a year. It could be a year and a half.
And let me just tell you what's going on TikTok, what the people are saying. One, they're saying, you know, what's coming up in 6 to 9 months, Wild?
The election.
Number two, let's say that they get this whole thing and they take away TikTok and all this stuff. You don't think there's going to make another app?
It'll be something else.
The third thing that people are arguing on TikTok about the TikTok ban is that the fact that it creates so much money, so many jobs, that if you take that platform away, you are now going against kind of, I don't know, everything that we've been trying to fix. And then the fourth thing, I actually remember one more thing. The fact that this is going to the top of importance and not racism, abortion,
the rent,
poverty.
I mean, I can keep going.
Come on. You're going to put this to the top? Please. That's what the people on TikTok are saying. So if you want to know kind of what's going on there, that's what the people are saying.
All right. We'll have to see how this plays out. I say, just keep it. It just seems like an unnecessary headache. Like, why are we worried about this?
Because they don't want us to be influenced by the election.
That's fair.
Whoever Tana Mojo is voting for, I'm voting for. I'm just kidding.
We do love you, Tana Mojo. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. Rakuten. All right, so let's talk about Kai Cenat real quick. So Kai Cenat, remember last year, he had this, like, I don't even know if we should call it a fake PlayStation, like, 5 giveaway. I know, like, outlets are reporting that. I think it was intended to be a real PlayStation 5 giveaway, but he didn't intend for it to be as large. Anyway, during the chaos, like, cops were hit with, like, water bottles and debris. Things were being thrown. Basically, the cops shut the event down that was going to happen in New York City. And people were wondering if, like, Kai was going to go to jail. And I was like, really? We're going to send a kid to jail for this?
Yeah. And remember, Kai Cenat is the Twitch streamer that quite literally has every single... What?
No, I was going to say you're right. Like, the kids love.
So if he goes to an event, let's say he goes, I'm not kidding, anywhere, mm-hmm. you're going to create some sort of buzz. This guy has rappers in his Twitch mm-hmm. streams. He does crazy stuff so that people log on.
Right.
He's very brilliant, actually.
Yeah, every single teenager would be at an event
right.
that Kai Cenat
so what everyone is arguing, including the police and, like, all that stuff, the reason why he got detained is, like, you knew it was going to create mm-hmm. this frenzy.
Right.
And you didn't put the the security things in place.
Yeah, so there were like 24 people arrested during this whole showdown. But like, Kai ain't going to jail. The prosecutor, I know, right.
Right.
Prosecutors have, you know, they've declined to like formally file like any, he won't face any arrest time for this, but he will have to pay restitution.
There we go.
For about $57,000.
Trump change.
I know. That's like a stream for Kai.
That's
a stream or two.
That's a stream for a minute.
A stream or two.
But they would make him pay. Like, that's so annoying.
Oh, because if it was somebody else, I'm saving my racism till later. So
I'm just saying.
You know, I want to say because he black.
The fact that they made him pay for this is crazy. Okay, sorry, I'm so famous. Like,
exactly.
I'm so rich.
Hold the hell up. Did Donald Trump have to pay restitution for January 6th?
Okay, let me think of someone I really fucking hate. What if...
Justin Timberlake.
So true. He goes to Times Square and a huge frenzy goes around, okay?
And chaos happens.
How much are we charging him?
Taylor Swift goes
Jamie
to the
Lynn
mall.
Spears.
Like, bottom line is, Kai Cenat, he got out of jail. I mean, he got out of...
wow.
Got out of the out
I'm
of
like, wow,
legal
that's an update I missed.
Yeah, the case would be was basically like formally dismissed after he sent out a social media apology, according to the DA's office, and he just has to pay that $57K.
They would make him pay.
I know.
Funny.
It's kind of bullcrap. I was gonna save this to the end, but I feel like we should just do this now and get it out the way with it so that we have a happy ending to the show.
I can't wait for you.
All right, I'd like to talk about the racist people that are in New Hartford School District.
Wow, shocking.
Honestly, though, like,
no hate to Hartford. I'm just saying, like, it sounds like a...
Because people are always like, racism doesn't exist. And it's like, we live in America.
This is fucking crazy.
This is crazy. This is a junior high art, like, project. So basically, the students were tasked, like I said earlier.
Too old to be doing this shit. Are you fucking kidding me?
I mean...
Junior high?
I think it's junior too high. Like, junior high. Because they said the students were... The art pieces that were shown were from students in grades K through 12. So I think it's like the overall.
Oh, good. We all got to see it. Continue.
Okay. So basically, they had a festival over the weekend. I believe it was Saturday, May 4th. And during the festival, the art festival project extravaganza, like a science fair but for art. During the whole situation, like, somebody noticed that one of the things didn't look too good. And I'm going to show you. And they created a box of cereal.
Now, guys, I've only seen... From across the table.
Yeah, you haven't actually seen.
You're fucking lying.
A box of cereal.
No, let me describe.
Read it, please.
It is a box of cereal with LeBron James on it and a cereal bowl next to it. Now picture this. At the top, it says, eat monkeys, jump like monkeys, with one exclamation point. Underneath that, guys, it says, Monkey Supreme Cereal. It doesn't stop there. At the bottom, it says, jump like LeBron James. Okay, that one's kind of nice because it's like slay. It's saying, like, the cereal.
If you eat the monkey cereal.
But they're at least hyping him up.
At least, right.
They're not talking shit. Like, if they were talking shit about him on this box.
So, basically, there's, like, these little monkey-shaped cereals. And then they got, I guess they call him LeBron the monkey by having a monkey on, like, a black person on the front, which is, like, racist as fuck. Y'all know the, like, old racist trope where they say black people is monkeys. And, like.
This is just proof, though, that. Parents are responsible for teaching.
And racism is alive and well.
I am
to stop
so
acting like that. Like,
concerned about this. And you know what? I usually am like, okay, let's really break it down. Does the child know, right? That's the argument. In junior high, at this point, there's a little mix. Parents and like what you're learning yourself.
Right.
It's a little even mix. It's parents' fault, friends' fault. Either you're not educated or you fully know and you just go, fuck it.
And you just choose racism. You just wake up.
Right. So let's hope for the child's sake it's a parent's fault.
Yeah. I'm just going to say down with the whole situation. I think there are multiple people here that need to be fired.
That's what I'm saying.
Number one, the parent. Can we fire parents?
That's
because
what I'm
saying. I think that this one is a good opportunity to fire a parent. You're raising a racist child. Fired. Number two,
the teacher that approved this.
whoever was responsible for looking at the artwork that was supposed to be on display. Number one, the last person I think should be fired, honestly, just for GP.
The graphics of the cereal maker. Whoever made the graphic, whoever was in clip art, and you know what? I'm an editor, so I can tell you. Whoever made this in word art, clip art, not Photoshop, fucking Canva.
It's definitely not Photoshop.
Whoever made this in Canva, you're cut.
Axed.
Username, decline. You don't get to go on Canva anymore after this.
All right. I respect that.
Thank you.
So the school has released a statement. The superintendent of the schools, they said it is disheartening that racist work was not only created, but then overlooked and allowed to be on display. So the school district has condemned the racist cereal box that was made.
The bare minimum.
Yeah, honestly, right. Find a kid. I would expel the kid.
Inform.
And here's what. No. Expellation. And here's why. Because.
No, because what if they're not genuinely.
Genuinely what?
What, are they what if they're not informed?
It is 2024. If you can get on
How
TikTok and
they?
Hit the whoa, I think you can learn everything.
Oh, yeah, they're in there middle is not school. A, they're in middle school. They're
there
not
is
in
not,
elementary.
Exactly. There is not.
I'm sorry. That. Do not cut this clip on socials to make it look like.
I will.
Do not. I thought, I forgot. They're in middle school.
Middle to high school. Even.
I knew shit then.
An elementary school kid didn't come up with this because they don't know how to spell words like premium.
I thought it was elementary.
Yeah, true. No, it's probably, we had to guess. We don't really have to guess. But it was probably a kid that was a little older that kind of knew better. This is very intentional racism. A small kid wouldn't have made this up.
But still, the parents are, like, you can't let the parents off.
Yeah, no, that's why I said expel the kids so that way the parents are then tasked with trying to figure out where the kid's going.
And the teacher, because there's no fucking, I've been to school. There's no way that the teacher let them put that in the hall for everyone to see
without looking it over.
So stop.
It is a little weird.
It's the teacher's fault, parents' fault, and then kids.
Should we move on to our Gypsy Rose update?
Oh, I forgot. Bump ba da da. Jip jip update. Gypsy
we
Rose
need,
update.
Like a sound or something.
I know. It's like it needs to go. Bump, bump, dun, dun, dun.
All right, Branson, put a sound right here. You ready? Dun. 1, 2, 3.
Gypsy Rose update.
Mm-mm.
Gypsy Rose, jip jip.
Mm.
Gypsy Rose is doing her thing. Okay.
Okay. So Gypsy Rose has.
She's gonna love it.
Gypsy Rose has officially showed off her transformation. So we remember a couple weeks ago, she got a nose job. A few days after that, she got her teeth job.
And then don't forget, she confirmed that she is back with her ex.
With Ken. So Gypsy Rose, first of all, who the hell wrote this? They wrote on my paper right now. It goes, the ex-con took the TikTok.
Not ex-con.
We didn't have to call her
she
that.
She is an ex-con.
She did not.
I will agree with the commenters for this. She is an ex-con. She was in prison. But we don't need to, like... Guys, I really want you to ask yourself, if your parent made you eat through a tube and they were munching on chips and, like, eating fries...
We can't get into that. The bottom line
what
is...
What would you do?
So, Gypsy took the TikTok on Tuesday to, like, you know, reflect on her, like, younger years of being in that situation that you just described where she was a Munchausen by proxy...
Survivor.
So Gypsy like posted like a then and now, like, you know how people do like the before and after, then and now snap, where she looks so good. So the original photo was the photo of her at 18. If you're listening right now, just look up TMZ Verify the Podcast on YouTube. But she posted this photo of her from 2009 where she was 18, but she honestly looked like she like 12.
Okay.
It's weird. It's concerning.
Okay.
And then she showed off her new face, which like new knows who this.
Mm-hmm.
Is you mad?
Right.
You have a pretty good nose, actually.
Everyone says that.
You do have a good nose.
You know what? I'm not looking around at noses. Like, people need to stop being so critical of other people's faces.
Says you.
Have I ever commented on anything on your face?
Yes.
What?
The other day, I'm leaving this in.
Do it.
The other day, we were...
What?
We were, like, hanging out with one of our other mutual friends. It was actually a couple weeks ago. And I walk up to the car,
oh,
and the friend
my God.
Goes... Wow, do you have your teeth are so white. And Stephanie goes, without blinking, without hesitation. She
no, I didn't breathe.
She didn't even look in my direction, just casually goes, it's because he's black. And kept what?
Because you can't say that.
But like, that's.
You agreed.
I 100% agree. It's
okay.
I'm so dark. That's why my teeth look so white. They ain't as white, y'all.
But like, scrumptiously slay, like, mm-hmm. always white, though. Oh. Mine are,
but
no.
It's giving cocoa. All right. how do we get on this?
This is why, like...
So, Gypsy Rose, she showed off her before and after photo. And honestly, I think she looks pretty good. She got a new bob, which I honestly hate a bob.
Why? Hair extensions immediately.
That's what I'm saying. Honestly, even when she came, like, we are Team Gypsy, unfortunately.
Don't even start.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't yell. Y'all already know. This ain't y'all first day watching the show. We cool with Gypsy as an organization and as people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, even when she came over here, I was like, whoa. Who is styling Gypsy Rose?
Like, new stylist.
Yeah, like, and this is just in all, like, this is a loving response. Gypsy, you need a new stylist. You need
because Wild would come to my desk and be like, you look like shit. You need to change your outfit. And if we were Gypsy Rose's friend, we would be let's not wear that to Craig.
Yeah, let's maybe not wear a blazer because you're not 47.
But I will say this. One thing about Gypsy, and this is actual facts, mm-hmm. based off of what I've seen. I don't know her personally.
Right.
She will do whatever she wants. And I respect that. You want to break up with your husband? Let's break up. You want to, like, wear this? Yeah, but girl, and I support that.
You've been in jail for 10 years. I think you need to take a little bit of advice from people that was also out of jail.
She got a nose job. She fixed her teeth. She dumped the BF. I mean, jumped the husband. Got with the ex-BF. She's all doing right. What we're saying.
So what's next?
I need you to come to LA and just take one photo with a rapper. Like, and, like, get the rumors swirling.
Yeah, like,
you don't have to do anything, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I just want one no jumper post about you at the club next to Tyga.
Gypsy and, like, Quavo or something.
Yeah, something crazy.
Oh, my God. I think she.
And you know what? It'll help your socials. Not that you're struggling, but, no, like.
She's popping.
Yeah.
Where does she live again?
Missouri, right?
Should we just go to Missouri one?
Field trip!
Gypsy, if you agree to do this interview with us, we will fly to Missouri.
Yeah, and we'll do a fun, like, you know.
The crazy thing is us talking to her every week. Like, Gypsy, girl!
We're giving, like...
Are we crazy?
Right.
Damn, we are kind of crazy. That's wild.
I just got the chills from how embarrassed I am that you just called that out. We are talking to her. So we're saying,
but to be fair, we work here and we do have a Gypsy Rose connect. Like, we're not
literally.
Just
I post
this
about
up,
you at least once a week on.
So we have, yeah, like, we work here, so we got.
Remember, Wild works in podcast department. I work in social editor, so we're up on the Gypsy.
We're up on the Gypsy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about before we get out?
I would like to talk about a man that sat next to Sexy Red on the plane.
Oh my God, I saw that.
We will insert photo here. Mm-hmm. Watch YouTube. TMZ verified. This man looks a bit older.
Definitely sat next old. To, old man.
Okay, old man. Sat next to Sexy Red on the flight, and then this is what he wrote in his notepad for Sexy Red. Okay, so picture this. Selfie with the guy, Sexy Red. Of course, Sexy Red is flashing up cash
always,
on the flight.
Always.
Then he put in Notes app, don't forget, in Notes app on an iPhone. Just listen to a bunch of your songs, period. Great stuff, exclamation mark. My fave is Looking for the Hose. It's good for me to step out of my 80s rock era and listen to some new stuff, exclamation one. Obviously, the one was like a typo, but he's like.
Right. I love this.
I'm obsessed.
And I love this. Is
the only
actually
thing that
cool.
I want is Sexy Red, put this guy in one of your music videos.
Yo, that would be good. My how question funny. Is, how did he know? He didn't know it was Sexy Red.
So I'm wondering if Sexy Red sat down and goes, I'm a rapper.
She definitely said that.
Does she give
She off? Goes, you listen to rap. I can hear it. Yeah.
Do you think she would do that?
You know Pound Town. And she probably sung a little bit of it.
And then
a
gave
bit.
Him, put on his, that's what happened.
That's what she
and
did.
And you know what? He's being so sweet by not, like, outing her like that.
Wait, we got to find this old man.
Let's interview him.
We got to find this.
Oh, we have
lovely
to.
Senior
yeah, 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 yeah. Obsessed. Did she say, typed her name in and goes, look.
And then he goes.
She's flashing cash in the photo.
I think she definitely said that. She goes, I'm a rapper, look. And then she pulls out all the cash.
When's her baby due?
The baby is
on. Oh, you're right. Oh, my God.
She back to popping that thing on set.
I'm so stupid.
Bop, 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 bop. I'm such a fan.
I love it.
I'm ratchet.
Guys, let's bully Wild into going to Lollapalooza with me in September.
Do you see the videos of Sexy Red, like, doing, like, pop songs at a concert? Like, what she know about fun?
Okay, but like, let's all bully Wild into going to Lollapalooza so we can see her. I think she's on the light up. Oh my God, if she's not, embarrassing.
That would be embarrassing.
Okay, thanks,
all right,
guys.
We're
going
to get
so
out of
much.
Here. We got to go back to work. Bye.
Bye.